KFI and KFI FM, Los Angeles.
Kraft cottage cheese is crisp and good.
Not too well of quality, and that's why you've got a Kraft
cottage cheese.
It's whistling good.
Hear the voice of Firestone at 5:30 today on KFI.
Today's children, with their hopes and dreams, their laughter and tears, shall be the builders of a brighter world tomorrow. Today's children.
An outstanding value. Never before a General Mills offer like this. A Regal Candid Style camera, only 55 cents and one Wheaties box top.
Yes, compare this camera with those costing several times as much. Not a toy, but a genuine camera in handsome plastic case. Uses standard size film, film easily obtainable, and you get not 8, but 16 pictures to a roll. 16 pictures to a single roll of film. That means it's economical to use. So shop around, compare. See if you don't agree that at 55 cents and a Wheaties box top, this Regal camera is an unequaled value. Send for it now. Enjoy it this summer for vacation pictures or pictures of your children. Well, this Regal Candid Style camera is so easy to use. Has a fixed focus lens, meaning no tricky adjustments. Just look through the handy eye-level viewfinder, snap the shutter, and that's all you do. Fixed focus lens eliminates tricky adjustments. And the camera even has built-in storage compartment for extra roll of film or for storing already exposed film. Remember, while supplies last and they're going fast, this Regal Candid Style camera is yours for only 55 cents and one Wheaties box top. So send orders to Wheaties, Box 400, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's only 55 cents in coin and one Wheaties box top to Wheaties, Box 400, Minneapolis. Order your Regal Candid Style camera today. Edith has sensed Spunky's growing bewilderment and discontent at living in this house with her while his father stays at a hotel. The complexities of the situation are beyond the grasp of the youngster. He only feels a growing alarm, a sense of insecurity. He sees the home that he visualized with his newfound mother and Tom fading away. It was probably this sense of insecurity that this morning made him tearfully ask Edith to let Tom come and live with them. And Edith, under the strain of these past few weeks, remembered the words she has so often repeated.
No matter what it may do to this love of Rusty's and mine, Spunky's welfare and happiness must come first.
Hello?
Rusty, this is Edith.
Oh, hello, Nanny.
Rusty, I must talk to you. I'm afraid now, darling. There's only one decision in this. And I want to be with you when I tell you.
It's Spunky.
Yeah.
said it all this morning, Rusty, at breakfast. His whole world rests with Tom coming to live in the house with us.
He loves his dad, and he loves you. Can I try to make it a little easier for you, honey?
There is no easy way, darling. There'll never be happiness for Tom or for me. But if it can ensure Spunky's happiness, it must be done.
Of course it must.
Rusty.
Hmm?
I've always been a ghost. And I always will be.
Oh, no.
Yes, darling. There's no past, no satisfactory present, no tangible future to me. But as a ghost, I have the right to inhabit places where I'm not seen. But I'll be there nonetheless. So, Rusty, when you get back to that lovely land, when you ride up on the little hill of hope that we had, I'll be there, too.
I know it.
And you can talk to me if you want. And talk about our love. And I'll be answering you, even though you don't hear it. For so long as I live, darling, that love will live. And no one else can ever claim it.
When are you going to tell Tom?
Oh, I don't know. Tonight, I suppose. Tomorrow. But I can't wait until you've gone.
I guess he'll be a happy man.
For a very brief moment, perhaps, Rusty.
Hmm?
He'll know all too soon. And I haven't come back to life for him, but I never can. And I know what the hurt will be. We must all be hurt now, for Spunky's sake. And it's a fair trade, as you say. Tom will know that I'm not in that house of his.
You never have been. But only if the time ever comes when you can't live with him. Why, then come out there to Wyoming and exchange the ghost. For what we know is real.
Darling, kiss me now. For the last time. And we'll say goodbye.
Later this morning, when Christopher was in his office.
Yes? Oh, of course. Tell him to come in. Hello, Rusty.
Hi, Chris.
Well, sit down, boy. Something's happened, huh?
Well, come to say goodbye, Chris.
You come to the decision or did Edith?
Edith. I just left her a little while ago.
What brought it about?
Spunky. Oh, Chris, I ain't never been any other answer.
Mm-hmm. You going back to Wyoming?
Well.
When?
Mm-hmm. Nothing to keep me now. Tonight again.
I don't know if I thoroughly understand the decision, Rusty. I mean, how far does it go?
The little fella, Spunky, wants his dad back in the house, Chris. Edith knows that, and his happiness depends on it.
Mm-hmm. It goes that far, huh?
Yeah. Chris, I can take a lot, but I can't take that. I could stand it if I loved for him and come back, and I lost that away, but if Tom Forster let it happen this way, what? Good thing I'm going back to Wyoming. I'd want to kill him.
Oh, no, Rusty, not that kind of thinking.
No, got a right to hope that her love for him will come back. I guess maybe I'd do the same thing if it had switched around.
When is she going to tell Tom what she's decided?
I don't know. She said maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow.
Rusty, I want to ask you something.
What?
Do you know whose decision this really has to be now?
Chris, it's been up to Edith right from the start.
I thought so, too, for quite a while. Until I began to get a clue to something here and there.
Well, how do you mean, Chris?
Well, Edith seems to have made a decision this morning, but I go back to a conversation I had with my mother a long time ago. She said the ultimate decision in this will have to be made by Tom Forrester and no one else.
Tom Forrester? What? This is all he's been waiting for. This is what he's been hoping for. It's all he wants.
Well, at this moment, I'm sure Tom Forrester doesn't really know what he wants. He only thinks he does. But I believe that I begin to know.
Tell me what it is, Chris.
I don't dare. But don't go away. Don't go to Wyoming. You can tell Edith or not tell her that you've decided to stay a while longer. But don't go. Stay here.
And that answers a question we've wanted to know for some time, doesn't it? Whether Christopher does have an idea of the outcome of this. Only coming events will tell what that is, and whether or not he's right. Don't miss any future episodes. You are listening to Today's Children.
Did you know that men from coast to coast are beating their wives? Well, they are in Betty Crocker cake baking contest. Yes, with a new Betty Crocker party cake mix, even amateurs bake better cakes than experienced homemakers bake with their best two-egg recipes. Party cake mix is sensational for yellow, white, or spice cake.
Betty Crocker Devil's Food Cake Mix is sensational, too. Follow the simple directions on the package. First thing you know, you're taking the most luscious-looking cake from your oven that ever did a homemaker proud. Sure, Betty Crocker Devil's Food Cake Mix is Betty Crocker's Devil's Food recipe measured out for you. It's dark, rich, and high, this cake, with every chocolatey bite simply delectable. Remember, there are no dried eggs in Betty Crocker Devil's Food Cake Mix or any other Betty Crocker mix. Betty Crocker wants you to add the eggs because she knows fresh eggs make consistently better cakes.
Try Betty Crocker Ginger Cake Mix, too. Spicy, rich as gingerbread, tender, light as cake. Remember, these aren't just cake mixes. They're Betty Crocker cake mixes. Each bright package contains the secret formulas, quality ingredients, and experience that Betty Crocker alone can give. Don't fail. Insist on cake mixes backed by America's most famous cooking authority, Betty Crocker.
Party cakes for yellow, white, or spice cake. Devil's food for rich, chocolatey goodness. Betty Crocker ginger cake for ginger cake supreme.
Now, don't go away. Here's something else you'll want to hear. 6 o'clock, dinner time, but still time to make some home-cooked split pea soup. Use Betty Crocker's easy method. Betty Crocker's split pea soup ingredients are already partly cooked. Old-fashioned flavored pea soup, home-cooked in 5 minutes, the Betty Crocker way. Try Betty Crocker green split pea soup. To listen to Today's Children.